producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
Good morning, gardeners. It's Sunday morning, and it's time for your favorite gardener and mine, Paul Parent. Now get yourself a cup of coffee and get out a notebook because it's time to solve your garden problems. To join the Paul Parent Garden Club, all you have to do is call this toll-free number, 1-855-660-4261. That's 1-855-660-4261. And now, your host, Paul Parent.
I see trees of green, red roses too. I see them bloom for me and you. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world.
Welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. It is Sunday, and we are here to help you to prepare for the winter season. Fall's a great time. A little nippy this morning. It was 29 degrees when I got up at 5. The lawn is all frosted, but the sun is out, and it will change from white back to green. So a good day to work around the yard. But joining us this morning is Paul Largay, and he's from Largay Travel, the owner. And Paul and myself and Globus Travel have been working to put this trip together to Cuba for 4 or 5 months now. And Paul just come back from Cuba. He went down ahead of us, checked it all out, and I thought we would hear from him while he's still excited about the trip and he can tell us what he found. So, Paul, good morning.
Good morning, Paul, and happy Sunday to you and your listeners. And, you know, Paul, you said you wanted to talk to me while I was still excited. What I just discovered in Cuba, you could talk to me 2 years from now and I'd still be excited. I've been in the business now 34 years, Paul, so I've had a chance to get around and see a lot of different destinations and venues. But Cuba was truly, and this was my first trip, as it will be yours and many people, because it's really been closed off for about 60 years. But to me, the best way to describe Cuba is truly like walking into a living museum. The history, the culture, the architecture, the pulse is so palpable and all-consuming, and it's just one of the most beguiling destinations I've ever had the privilege of exploring, Paul. And I think the thing that really jumped out at me was when we were touring Old Town Havana one night after we'd had a couple of those precious dark rums, and I won't tell you exactly how many, but there was enough. And I was with our group, Paul, and we were walking down the street, and I said to them, if I blindfolded you up to this point and took the blindfold off, looking at this architecture, where are we standing? And most of them said some European capital, because the 18th and 19th century Spanish architecture is just mind-blowing, and they've done a fantastic job of restoring and renovating it. It's obviously an ongoing project, but the cobblestone streets, the architecture, and in the midst of all of this, you were just surrounded by the Cuban culture and the music. And everybody just said, you know, we've heard about all of these things historically, but we've never really been able to physically see them and to make your own judgments. I mean, there's no right or wrong, and, you know, who was right in this thing and who was wrong, but the Cuban people are just so incredibly receptive that we were just blown away the entire time we were there.
Now, how did you like the food?
Well, you know, Paul, it's funny because, you know, I'm a very picky eater. So I went down there and I brought a lot of power bars and 11 pounds of nuts because I figured it might be the only way I survived. And I was so pleasantly surprised that they've got these, the Cuban people are very innovative and very creative, that they were originally not allowed to have private restaurants, but in the 1990s, they allowed these paladors to open up, which is just a Cuban term for a restaurant within a house. And what a lot of the people do is they live on the second floor of their house, but they've got private restaurants downstairs. And, Paul, I'll tell you, we were traveling with a group of 15, and everyone said, this cuisine is phenomenal. We had gone down with these preconceived notions that, you know, there weren't a lot of vegetables, there wasn't going to be bread, there wasn't going to be a lot of meat. And the Cuban dishes that they served us, we said to someone, you should open up a franchise in New York City. We could both make a fortune on it. It was fabulous. And, you know, the Cubans eat a lot of white rice and beans, but we had steak, we had pulled pork, we had chicken. There wasn't a single person there that complained about the cuisine or ever went home hungry, because it's fabulous. And there's a lot of variety. And what's great, because on your tour, you've got a lot of free nights in Havana, and we can get you a list of all of the best of these places. And they're phenomenally attractive in terms of pricing, very reasonable, because you can go out and get a fabulous meal for $30, $35 in Cuba, in downtown Havana.
Wow. Now, did you get to go and see the tobacco farms or the coffee plantations?
Yeah, we got out to the organic garden, the tobacco farm, the coffee farm, and got out to the UNESCO biosphere. And for your listeners, they're fascinating because, again, they've done so much with so little there that the average income of a Cuban is $30 to $50 a month. But, again, it gets back to resourcefulness and creativity, and they have managed to figure this all out. And it's they couldn't be more inviting in terms of their openness of telling you not necessarily what the government's position is on all this, but with their own personal experiences. And when we toured a lot of the gardens, then we went to Hemingway's house, you get back again, Paul, to that feeling that you're walking in a history book. And Hemingway's house is so well preserved that literally his reading glasses are on the nightstand just the way that he had left them before he died, before he actually went back to Key West. And he was Big Poppy down there, and everyone just celebrates his presence and the preservation of his house. And he was a huge fisherman, so when you get out, and that's actually on your tour as well, you're going to get a chance to see the boat that he won a lot of fishing tournaments with, his proper home, and the grounds, and it's very, very well preserved. And of course, Paul, the thing that we just all loved, and it's sort of the iconic reminder of where you are the 1950s fleet of cabs. And if you could see how well preserved these cars are, and I think they may be running on Singer sewing machines. I have no idea. My car is only 2 years old. I can barely keep the thing running, but these are 50-plus-year-old cars, and they took us everywhere and anywhere we wanted to go. And I think that was the thing that before I went down, I wasn't sure with my free time how much flexibility or latitude I would have, is that because you're on a people-to-people program, that there's a structured program from about 8 o'clock in the morning till about 3 o'clock in the afternoon, that as part of the requirement of the U.S. government, not the Cuban government, of the U.S. government, you have to stay on this program. But don't let regimentation mean that there's any disadvantage, because you get really a chance to immerse yourself with a lot of, whether it's the gardeners, whether it's the historians, the architectural experts. But once the program is over for the day, you are free to go just like you would anywhere else. And when we were down there in Havana, when our program would end, we would just hail one of those 1950s cab, and we'd get right back down to Old Town, and you could go listen to music, you could have a drink, you could have a meal. And so there's no restrictions in terms of the Cubans' position on it. But as I said, you just have to stay with the program. But the program is so exceptional, and the day passes so quickly, because you just get a chance to really physically witness all of the stuff we've heard all of our lives but never had the chance to see or participate in.
when you were out at night, going to dinner and exploring the city, did you ever feel threatened or scared or worried or?
Oh, Paul, quite the contrary. And it's funny, again, because of all of the things that we've sort of grown up with is that, you know, we said, is it safe? And I will tell you that one of the real benefits of the regime that was in power there is that there is virtually no crime, there are no drugs, there are no guns on the street, and we were walking down the street one night at 1 o'clock in the morning, and we were with a lot of women and older people, that there was not a single person that felt, they said they felt safer walking in Old Town Havana than they did in Manhattan. And the cabs are very readily accessible and very reasonable. And matter of fact, we got in a lot of cabs and we said, look, take the long way home, because we felt like we were in a movie. but it's a fabulous destination, Paul. And the thing is, you know, Europeans and Canadians have been allowed to go there. But the U.S. is just starting to go there. And I will tell you, Paul, you can feel the sort of impending tsunami that's building. I don't think it will happen in 5 months or 8 months, but once cruise ships start arriving at this destination, things are going to change radically and dramatically, and not necessarily for the better. The quality
okay.
of the view.
Paul, hold on a second. Did your evergreens have brown leaves last spring? Did your roses and hydrangeas have a lot of dead branches and not many flowers? If so, you need to spray them with Wiltproof Anti-Desiccant this fall to keep the moisture in the plant and the plants healthy. Newly planted evergreens like azaleas, rhododendrons, and hollies especially need a little extra protection the first year. Keep the leaves green and the buds protected, so when spring arrives, your garden will be beautiful. Use Wiltproof, the number one selling plant protectant, this fall.
Hello, gardeners. It's Ann from Neptune's Harvest Organic Fertilizers in Gloucester, Mass. If you're planting flowers, vegetables, shrubs, or just trying to keep your lawn healthy and green, then you should know about Neptune's Harvest. Neptune's Harvest fertilizers come from the mineral-rich North Atlantic Ocean, which contains all the nutrients plants and soil need. Flower growers, get your sunglasses out. You'll want to use them when you're looking at how bright those colors are. Vegetable growers, with Neptune's Harvest, you can achieve the amazing results you deserve for all your efforts. You'll have the most abundant, sweet-tasting supply of organically grown produce. And there's nothing like the taste of a fresh garden tomato you grew yourself. Neptune's Harvest works so great, whether you know what you're doing or not, you'll look good and you'll feel good because you're doing the right thing for the environment and your health. Try Neptune's Harvest products from the ocean to set your plants in motion. Available at your local garden center, and to learn more, go to neptunesharvest.com.
With summer heat and less rainfall, your lawn will start to lose its beautiful spring color and density unless you fertilize your lawn like the golf courses do with Milorganite Organic Fertilizer. Milorganite has been used for over 80 years by thousands of golf courses across the country. Milorganite, it never burns. It's high in iron. It adds organic matter to your soil. It's slow release and longer feeding. Milorganite aids in root development, even during drought conditions, and no need to water it in. That's Milorganite.
Atmospheric aluminum, mercury exposure, estrogen toxins from plastics, microwaves from cell phones and smart meters, and low-quality foods all combine to create conditions for the very high incidence of disease in our society. Now more than ever, we all need to be consuming those foods and herbs that epigenetically signal the cells of our body to produce energy, create proteins, and detoxify. When we properly support our bodies, then even in these toxic times, we can promote and achieve excellent health. One World Way is the first energetically encoded whey protein food derived from Amish pastured cows on the U.S. market. After 3.5 years, we've heard miracles occur for so many people. One World Whey has a track record of promoting detoxification, improvement in elimination, and improvements in energy, skin quality, and elimination of inflammation. One World Whey is formulated to mirror the macronutrient ratios found in mother's milk. Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldwhey.com. That's oneworldwhey.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to produce an endless supply of nano-sized silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. Silver Lung. With the addition of our unique lung delivery system, respiratory infections are targeted directly, where traditional oral administration simply cannot reach. This pioneering method also preserves the original particle sizes and delivers your silver solution directly into the bloodstream. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at silverlungs.com. That's silverlungs.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels, too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. We're talking with Paul Largay from Largay Travel, and Paul just come back from a week in Cuba. And he's been sharing with us what he saw, how he felt about the Cuban people and the country on a whole. Paul, what was your favorite thing to see and experience in Cuba?
And, it's not a specific thing, but it's everywhere. And it's such a great blend of Spanish and African background that, you know, whether we were doing the salsa, whether we're doing the cha-cha, it envelops you there, and it just sort of carries you like this magic carpet through this historical destination. And, you know, and we just felt ourselves almost dancing down the street. And even when we went to places like the Colon Cemetery, a lot of people said, why are we going to a cemetery? Well, I'll tell you, Paul, I've been all over the world. I've never seen a cemetery like this in my life. The beauty and the architectural style of the mausoleums up at the cemetery would rival any city. It's phenomenal, and it was so unexpected. Just the architecture, the cuisine, the quality of the hotels. I was told that the air conditioning didn't work and that I would never be able to get internet and that I would starve to death. Well, they're all misconceptions. They're not five-star hotels, but they're not advertised as such, but they're more than adequate. We had internet every day. We had fine air conditioning. And as a matter of fact, after this call, my fiance, who's a personal trainer, is going to put me back in the treadmill to lose 3 pounds that I put on down there. But you know what, Paul? It was so worth it. And the Cuban cigars, the rum, the food, the people, it was just this wonderful tapestry of discovery. And I can't emphasize enough, it is literally like walking in a living museum. And there is no sense of animosity or danger or anything like that. The Cuban people, a lot of people stopped and asked me about the New York Yankees and the New York Giants. And, you know, we have this vision that these people are completely cut off from the world. They are very innovative. They know exactly what's going on throughout the world, and they're very interested in hearing your perspective on their country, and they're very willing to give you their perspective on our country, and, you know, and let the chips fall where they may. But it was such a magical discovery because I just went there. I don't want to say it was preconceived notions, but, you know, someone said, did it meet your expectations? And I said, it so far exceeded them that we're talking about trying to put another group together next year, because I said they're my friends when we get back that weren't able to come on this trip. See this place before it changes, before Starbucks gets there, before McDonald's gets there. And it will always have a unique characteristic because of all those things we discussed. But as I said, when the cruise ships start coming in, it will. The good thing is it will help the economy. The bad thing is it's going to diminish the experience for those that want to see it as close to the way it was rather than the way it's probably going to be.
Exactly. And that was the main reason that I wanted to go, because I wanted to experience Cuba the way it was before President Kennedy closed it down. And we won't go into that story, but it's coming back alive. It's a wonderful destination. I am just excited, and so is my wife, to take this tour. And I've already promised Cuban cigars to many friends, and I mean, you are allowed to bring home $100 worth of Cuban cigars and rum. And, and I think that's going to be an awful lot of fun. And there's, you know, there are souvenir shops just like every place else. And, but the tour that Globus put together with you and I, is a little bit of everything, from going to a elementary school to see how the kids are learning. And, one thing that Lage has always been able to do is, if you're traveling alone and you'd like to save some money, they will help to match a roommate with you. So give them a call. The number is 800-322-9481. 800-322-9481, and ask for Bobby, or you can even ask for Paul, right?
I'd be happy to share all my experiences with anybody that wants to expound about it.
Thank you, Paul. Paul Parrott here. I suggest that when you're planting your flower baskets and containers this year, don't use any old potting soil. Instead, use Black Gold All-Purpose. This mix is specifically formulated with a controlled-release fertilizer that will feed your plants for up to 6 months so that you don't have to. Try Black Gold All-Purpose this year. Available at your local garden center, or for more information, visit blackgold.bz.
If you like Sluggo, you'll love new Sluggo Plus with a new formulation of iron phosphate plus Spinosad. Sluggo Plus controls not only snails and slugs, but earwigs, roly-polies or sow bugs, pill bugs, and cutworms. Use Sluggo Plus on ornamentals, vegetables, fruit trees, berries, turf, and in non-commercial greenhouses. New formulation Sluggo Plus is snail and slug control at its best. Approved for organic gardening, Sluggo Plus is available at your local garden supply store. Products that work, from Monterey Lawn and Garden.
Hi, my name is Scott Fuchs, teacher and rowing coach for over 14 years. I was sluggish, overweight, on prescription drugs, and only 30-something. Fortunately, I was referred to Dr. Z, and happy to say Dr. Z's all-natural protocols over a consistent course resolved my health issues. I'm in the best shape of my life, and most importantly, on zero medications.
I'm Dr. Zdanowski, author of Evology, trained as a primary care physician, surgical manipulation under anesthesia, expert in nutrition, diet, weight loss, immune system, and I specialize in chiropractic. My 15 years of professional experience has taught me the four keys to vibrant health: a balanced musculoskeletal system, an integrated nervous system, a flowing lymphatic system, and a body filled with over 90 essential nutrients. This has been a secret too long. Actualize your potential. Reverse disease. Call me, Dr. Z. 201-945-1177. 201-945-1177. EvolveYourself.com.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now. For not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
Did you know that select musical tones have the power to heal? By listening to seven amazing songs that contain these tones, you can experience the power of music therapy.
I used to work in a pretty stressful atmosphere, but I started using the whole tones in the office, and I'm experiencing more focus, motivation, peace, and better relationships.
WholeTones99.com is a unique music therapy program featuring seven secret ancient healing frequencies uncovered in the music of King David. Now you too can unlock the healing secrets of the Bible, as we are offering a free sample of this music so that you can discover their power to heal, relieve stress, and break negative cycles.
I use the tones to calm my 5-, 3-, and 2-year-old to stop the fighting, and it works.
Now you can experience the healing music therapy in the comfort of your own home or office. Visit WholeTones99.com and get a free song. Visit WHOLETones99.com today for your free song. That's WholeTones99.com. WholeTones99.com.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral! Don't pick on the IRS alone! I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes! I can even get it zeroed out completely!
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral!
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Healthy, organic, fresh fish, robust, mouth-watering vegetables, all from your home. It's called aquaponics. This brilliant, self-sustaining protein and veggie system is perfect for year-round growing. Know exactly where your food is coming from. AquaponicSource.com is the one-stop shop for all your needs. Fish, fish food, plumbing, full systems, classes, and more. Learn to build your own system. Go to AquaponicSource.com for a free guide to aquaponics. That's AquaponicSource.com.
Welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. It's Sunday, and we are here to help you to prepare for the seasonal changes. The weather is good. It's cooled off a little bit quicker than normal, but who knows? So if you're able today, you know, put on your jeans, get a sweatshirt on, and get the yard work done and put away. And there's a lot that needs to be done. And if you have a question, give us a call. The number here is toll-free. It's 855-660-4261. Let's go to phone lines. Daniel, who's up first this hour?
First up this hour, we've got Jane from Massachusetts. She's got a question about fertilizing.
Okay, Jane, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club.
Hi, Paul. I have a question regarding manure. I'd like to amend my soil, and I'm wondering if I can use horse manure. I don't have access to cow manure, but I do have access to horse manure.
Okay, horse manure is great, but the thing that you have to do is when you order it, make sure that it's at least a year old.
Okay.
The reason is the horse does not chew his grains properly. And it's, for an example, you know, you get your fresh corn on the cob and you just go through that corn on the cob so fast, and the following day it comes out the other end and it's whole in some cases. And if that happens and it hasn't had a chance to compost, whatever that horse ate will come into your garden. If it's been composted and it creates heat, the heat will kill the seed, whether it's oats or rye or any kind of grain. It will kill it so that it doesn't germinate and create a problem. I've put down horse manure in my beds, in my vegetable garden beds, 3 times in the last 20 years. I put down 10 cubic yards of cow manure, and the last time I did it, my boys helped me, and it was ripe, and they had bandanas on their nose. They looked like bank robbers spreading the manure before I tilled it in. And but see if you can find somebody that's got well-rotted horse manure. And anybody that's got a horse has got piles all over their property, and they've got stuff that's 2 and 3 years old. Put it on. You can just let it sit on the garden during the winter, or you can till it in, and that way you'll be ready to go in the spring. But cow or horse, it's great stuff, and it works wonders for your garden.
Thank you very much.
One follow-up question.
I have tuberous begonias that I want to move into for the winter. They're in huge pots. Can I put them in my garage if my garage is quite cold in the winter? Or would I be better off putting them in the basement?
You can leave them in the pot, but the pot cannot freeze.
Okay.
So it can get very cold, but just not freeze? Right. It can get cold, and it is insulated, being that the bulb is in your pot. But if the pot freezes solid, then the bulb will die.
Okay.
So, you know, if that's going to be the situation, put it in your basement, as far away from the furnace and right on the floor, and just leave it there until spring, and then you bring it out, and you'll be ready to go.
Okay. Thanks a million.
Thank you. Have a great weekend.
Bye now.
Bye-bye. Daniel, who's up next?
Next up, we've got Cindy from Pennsylvania. She's got a question about her angel trumpets.
Cindy, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you with your angel trumpet?
Good morning, Paul. I know you love angel trumpets, and I do too. I have one that is 6 foot tall, and it's outside. Well, I brought it in last night because it has 35 blooms on it.
And wow.
I know. I'm waiting for the show. I'm hoping it will do. But after it does, how can I protect this and keep it for next year?
Okay, you can do it two ways. You can take the angel's trumpet, and if you've got a spare bedroom or a room that you don't use a lot, you can put it in front of a window.
Okay.
And it doesn't have to be a south-facing window.
All right.
And it will continue to grow during the winter. You're going to get a flower here and there, but your days are short, and your trumpets don't blossom as much.
Oh.
Or
are these going to blossom? Because I have 35 big ones waiting.
Right, right. So all those flower buds will bloom. So what you can do is today leave it outside. Definitely bring it in tonight.
Yes.
And then leave it outside as long as the weather will not be frosted.
Uh-huh.
And and then put it near a window, or when it gets done blooming and all the flowers are off, mm-hmm. let the frost knock off the foliage.
Okay.
Or you can just bring it in,
mm-hmm.
and I keep mine in my garage. Now, my garage is insulated, but there's no heat.
Okay.
What we did is, because our garage we use to decorate the wreaths for Christmas,
mm-hmm.
so we have a heater in there that we use during the months of November and halfway through December, and after that we turn off the heat for the year.
Mm-hmm.
It is insulated. We put it in the back corner.
Okay.
And I water it twice during the winter so that it doesn't dry out and go bone dry. And some of the angel's trumpet that I have are 5 years old.
Wow. I think I'm going to bring it in. I'm kind of scared.
I have a friend who lives in New Hampshire.
Mm-hmm.
And when the flowers are done, she puts it in her basement. She takes a two-wheeler, because they're big plants, and
yeah.
she wheels them right down the stairs, puts them in her basement that has no heat, and she leaves them there all winter.
Mm-hmm.
And then in May, late April, early May, depending on what the weather's like, she brings it out of the basement, puts it on her deck, and they're absolutely beautiful. And she'll also prune them a little bit so that they don't get too big for her.
Okay, and then she starts other plants with the cuttings?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, the cuttings root wicked easy.
Really? Okay, I'm excited about that, because these are very beautiful. One more quick thing. Also, I got a small fig tree at a cold hardy one at the nursery, and it grew like 15 feet in a season. I didn't know what to do because it's in a bigger pot, so I did cut it back. Now, do I bring that in and treat that like the angel trumpet?
Yeah, the fig I put in the garage also. I've got one about 6 feet tall. I've had it for 4 years. It's in a 24-inch tub, a plastic container, and I leave it in the garage. And I do the same thing. I water it a couple of times during the year, and then bring it out in the spring. If you lived on Cape Cod, you can grow them right in your backyard.
Do you think I can grow them in my backyard in Pennsylvania?
I would think so. I mean, how cold does it get in Pennsylvania during the winter where you are?
It all depends. How different when winters are with the wind chill factors and everything like
right.
that. But I think
okay.
it'd be warmer than up where
than
you
in
are.
Boston, yeah, in, right. or Maine. Then what you do is this:
okay.
when all the leaves plant it.
Uh-huh.
And when all of the, I would wait until next year to plant it, because it's not going to get established. So
okay.
for this year, take your plant
uh-huh.
and put it in your basement.
Okay.
In the spring,
mm-hmm.
plant it in your garden or near your garden.
Right.
And then in the fall, what you do is you buy bales of hay.
Ah.
And you can buy hay for like $2 and $3 a bale.
Okay.
And you put the bales of hay around it.
All right.
Like a silo.
Okay. Yeah, I get the picture.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And then what I do is around Thanksgiving. You fill this cylinder of hay with pine needles, or you can fill it with shredded leaves, and then you put...
There's plenty of shredded leaves here.
Yeah, and then so that you fill it nice and tight, but wait until after Thanksgiving. That way the mice are gone, and they're not going to move in.
Okay.
And then you put a piece of wood to cover the top, and what my brother does, he bought a cheap plastic tablecloth, and he put the tablecloth over the cylinder of hay, and he tied it, and that prevented moisture from getting in and freezing it and changing it to ice.
That's pretty smart. Okay.
And then in the spring, you take off the tablecloth, you take off the bales of hay, get rid of all the filler material on the inside, and you're ready to go.
Great. Awesome. Just one real quick one. I drove down to Florida, and I love these foxtail ferns, and I got one of those beautiful. Should I just bring that in and put it by a window?
Yes. Yeah, that is definitely not winter hardy in Pennsylvania.
They're beautiful. Okay, thank you very much, Paul.
Hey, thank you, and you have a wonderful weekend. And thank you for the phone call. And figs, if you've never grown figs, I always thought that a fig was like a Fig Newton cookie. It's a totally different flavor. And they're in season right now. And a lot of your supermarkets will sell packages of fresh figs, and they'll have some that have been treated like a date. But the fresh figs have a totally different taste than what you would think of. It's not like a Fig Newton cookie at all. Very unique, very tasteful, nice and sweet, and it's something that once you've had a fresh one, you're going to be on the outlook for farm stands or the supermarket when they do get them fresh. If mice, chipmunks, and squirrels are getting into your tool shed, camper, trailer, or storage unit, then drive them out with Mouse Magic. Mouse Magic from Bonide is not a poison and will not hurt your pets or children. It's a patented bag filled with a strong peppermint and spearmint fragrance. Rodents cannot tolerate the smell. They will move out and keep out for 30 days. Use Mouse Magic now, and they will find another place to live for the winter. That's Mouse Magic from Bonide. If you plant a new broadleaf evergreens this year, roses or hydrangeas, protect them with Wiltstop this winter. Wiltstop will seal the moisture in the stems, branches, and leaves, preventing dehydration during our cold and windy winters. Bonide Wiltstop will also keep your cut holiday greens fresh longer. Just mist your wreaths, roping, centerpieces, and yes, the Christmas tree. Less needle drop, better color, and freshness. That's Bonide Wiltstop. Are your window boxes and containers wilting on these hot days of summer? Do you spend countless hours watering your garden? Well, it's not too late to change that with soil moist granules. Just punch a few holes in the soil near the plant and add a pinch or two of soil moist granules. The soil moist granules will swell 200 times, holding the water in the soil for your plants to use. Established plants like roses, vegetables, annuals, perennials, and new shrubs and trees will stop wilting. That's soil moist. Go outside and take a look at the siding on your house, the fence, the paved walkways, decks, driveways, and even the patio furniture and canvas awnings. Do you see green stains? Well, it's either moss, mold, or mildew, and it's slowly destroying your home and garden. Eliminate it now easily with Wet and Forget. Wet and Forget is an outdoor cleaner that requires no pressure washer, bleach, or scrubbing. Just Wet and Forget the problem area, and Mother Nature does the rest naturally. That's Wet and Forget.
Did you know that select musical tones have the power to heal? By listening to seven amazing songs that contain these tones, you can experience the power of music therapy.
I used to work in a pretty stressful atmosphere, but I started using the whole tones in the office, and I'm experiencing more focus, motivation, peace, and better relationships.
WholeTones99.com is a unique music therapy program featuring seven secret ancient healing frequencies uncovered in the music of King David. Now you, too, can unlock the healing secrets of the Bible as we are offering a free sample of this music so that you can discover their power to heal, relieve stress, and break negative cycles.
I use the tone to calm my 5-, 3-, and 2-year-olds to stop the fighting, and it works.
Now you can experience the healing music therapy in the comfort of your own home or office. Visit WholeTones99.com and get a free song. Visit WHOLETones99.com today for your free song. That's WholeTones99.com. WholeTones99.com.
Hey, Berkey Guy here. Are you still drinking unfiltered tap water? Does your water contain chlorine or fluoride? Will you have drinkable water in an emergency? The Berkey Guy is here to help you remove these and other potential contaminants from your water, thus helping you drink clean, purified water. We offer Berkey water purification systems at the lowest available prices online. Don't go another moment without Berkey system. Over the last 10 years, we've helped thousands drink clean, purified water. Join them by visiting goberkey.com or call me, the Berkey Guy, at 877-886-3653. That's 877-886-3653.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Ricky LeBlanc, admitted in Mass only, Sokolov Law, LLC, Chestnut Hill, Mass. Ken Levin, responsible attorney in Fort Lauderdale, Florida. Greg Hobby, New Jersey. The choice of lawyer is an important decision that should not be based solely upon advertisements. While this firm maintains joint responsibility, most cases of this type refer to other attorneys for principal responsibility. If you know what mesothelioma is, you or someone you love has likely been impacted by this devastating cancer. You may be entitled to compensation. Call Sokolov Law today, 1-800-218-HELP. The only known cause of mesothelioma is asbestos exposure. Thousands of hardworking men and women, including many U.S. veterans and industrial workers, have been diagnosed with mesothelioma because manufacturers knew the dangers but put profits ahead of people. An estimated $30 billion in court-ordered trusts has been set aside to pay money to asbestos victims. If you or a loved one has been diagnosed with mesothelioma, call now. You may be entitled to receive compensation without ever going to court or filing a lawsuit. Call for a free legal consultation at 1-800-218-HELP. That's 1-800-218-HELP.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
Welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. A phone number, toll free, 855-660-4261. Daniel, who's up next?
Next up, we've got Elizabeth from Connecticut. She's got a question about trimming her ornamental grass.
Elizabeth, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you with your grasses?
Thank you for taking my call. When do we cut them, spring or now, and how low?
Okay. You can cut them in the fall, or you can cut them in the spring. It doesn't matter. The plant dies back to the ground once we've had several frosts. And I had two big, tall ones up by the front of the house, and I planted two red leaf maples in their place. And I left them there during the winter, and they dried. And the tassel, the top of the grass, that beautiful seed pod, will rearrange its shape to the direction of the wind. So it's not going to be straight up. It's going to be at an angle in the direction that the wind is blowing on it. The foliage will turn a golden yellow color brown, And it, I used to love it when I would walk out to get the morning paper. And it was windy, and it made that rustling noise, and it was just a nice, interesting thing. Or you can cut them down right now to about a foot. Clean up the yard, put it in your compost pile, and then in the early spring, cut it down to about 6 inches. And the new shoots will come out during early to mid-April, once you've cut it in late March, early April, and it'll come right back for you. So it's very, very hardy. It'll take temperatures 30 to 40 below zero, and you can either cut it and enjoy that rustling sound or just cut it right down to within a foot and then 6 inches in the spring.
Okay. I think my husband cut them down too short last year. I lost one, and they didn't seem to recover as quickly. I will do this 1 foot and then 6 inches.
The other thing that you can do, if you're in an area where you don't get a lot of snow and there's a lot of wind, just buy a bag of bark mulch and dump part of the bag right over the entire clump. And that mulch will act as insulation and prevent the freezing and thawing. And then in the spring, you just spread it out around the plant, and it will help to retain moisture. It will keep out the weeds, and it will make your clump stand out in the bed itself.
Oh, that sounds good, but we do get lots of snow here where I am. We get loads. But I like this, 1 foot and then the 6 inches. I think we'll do that. I have another question since you were talking about figs. We've had one for 4 years now. We don't get many figs. Is there a special fertilizer I should use?
Okay. How often are you feeding it?
I watered it every day because we didn't have much rain. Maybe 3 times during the season.
Okay. What I want you to do, and it's something that will help your fig to produce more fruit, is either buy a product called Dynamite, and you can find that in the garden centers. You can find it, I think it's either Home Depot or Lowe's has it, and or Osmocote, but I like Dynamite better, because it doesn't break down as quickly. If you were to put that in and around your plant, it will fertilize your plant every time it rains. So if you get 2 rainstorms a week, it gets fed twice a week. But it will last, if you buy Osmocote, it will last 2 months, sometimes 3. Dynamite will last 6 months. And
so
that
I
way
do it one
gets,
time?
You do it once a year. That's it.
Oh, that's great. And I don't go to those big box. I go to my local gardener.
Okay, and they can get Dynamite for you.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.